Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans who, like me, make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So if you too go dizzy for Daisy, then this is the podcast for you. Or maybe you're a Disney novice, thinking about or currently planning your first Walt Disney trip, and you don't even know the difference between Chip and Dale. Dale's got two teeth, by the way, Chip's got one. Well, this is then definitely the podcast for you. Every week, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans to share their top tips and their memories. This week, Pete thinks he's cracked upon the golden week to travel to Orlando.
That seems to be the golden week, and we were getting on rides with a 20-minute wait.
We'll get Pete's top tips later, as well as catching up with all the latest Disney news from the parks and everything you need to know if you're about to jet off to Florida. And make sure you keep in touch. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we are at PodMagical. This is the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network. Questions this week coming in from Ruby, who has sent me a message over on Instagram, is about to head back to Walt Disney World in a couple of months' time, and she's just currently sorting out her fast passes. She hasn't been since she was 8 years old. I've noticed the fireworks have fast passes. Is there a massive difference? Is it worth it, or should I just get rides instead? In a nutshell, I think this is over at Epcot. You can get a fast pass for the fireworks at Epcot, which does give you a sweet spot. It's a really good spot around World Showcase. However, there's also some really other good spots around World Showcase. If you get in there half an hour before, you're going to get a good view of the fireworks. The problem with using a fast pass for maybe the fireworks or maybe Fantasmic over at Hollywood Studios, you know you're getting 3 fast passes a day. And when you've used your 3 fast passes, you can then get a 4th and maybe even a 5th or a 6th. If you are booking your fast passes for something that is the very end of the night, then that is your 3rd fast pass and you're only going to be using 3 fast passes a day. So it's probably really not worth it. I mean, if you want to splash out and do something special, if it's a special trip, maybe a birthday or a promotion, or you're feeling a little bit flush or somebody's give you some money to treat yourself, dessert parties are also very good. I've done the one over at Epcot where you also get to ride Frozen after you've watched the fireworks. Magic Kingdom Happily Ever After dessert party is very good. The best one of those to do, because there's different ones you can do, is the cheapest one. So that's where you do the desserts after you've watched the fireworks. So you get a really good space in front of the castle, get there about half an hour before so you can get a really good pitch in the really good space, watch the fireworks, then you can go over to Tomorrowland Terrace where they do the desserts, and then you can have your desserts after. So stuff your face with cake and drink hot chocolate. That's quite pricey though, but in terms of getting a fast pass, my personal opinion, I really don't think is a good use of a fast pass. But have a great time, and don't forget to tag us in your pics at PodMagical. Just one other question this week, and this has come in from quite a few people, and it's quite a long answer, and it's not really a yes no answer. Is the Disney dining plan worth it? Big question. Well, one answer is, if it's free, yes. If you're paying for it, no and yes. It depends if you eat a lot. I mean, if you're going with a greedy teenager who's just like a bin and just eats everything in sight, then yeah, probably it is worth it. There is still free dining for 2020 for us here in the UK if you book before October. Various different travel agents are providing that. So if you're staying at a moderate resort, you'll get the quick service for free. The regular dining plan, if you're staying at a deluxe resort, that's of course if you buy your hotel and your ticket together, you get that. They aren't paying me to say this, by the way. Again, these are just my thoughts and just my opinions. Quickly to describe the Disney dining plan. Now, if you thought fast passes were complicated, then the Disney dining plan takes it up another level. We should get a GCSE in Disney World planning. The quick service dining plan is about, I think it's about £40 and £18 for kids, about $55. That's per day. The regular dining plan, you're paying about £57 a day and £21 for kids. That's about $78 for an adult. On the quick service dining plan, you get 2 snacks. So that could be a Starbucks or a Mickey bar or a bottle of water, which would be a complete waste. Or if any of the food and wine festivals are on at Epcot, some of the food and wine places, you can use a snack credit to get a food item. That's a good use of it. Also, as well, you get in 2 quick service meals a day. So that could be like a burger and chips and a drink. alcoholic if you want. You're getting two of those a day. So they're the walk-up places, the quick service places, the counter service places. Over on the other regular dining plan, again, you're getting two snacks, you're getting one quick service, and you're getting one table service credit. So with the table service credit, you're getting a main meal, you're getting a dessert, and you're getting a drink. That's alcoholic as well if you want. So that's the waiter service ones, or the character dinings and the buffet. That's what your regular dining plan is getting you. And there's also a deluxe dining plan, but I'm not even going to go there. You're talking man versus food if you're talking about the deluxe dining plan. You have to have the dining plan, by the way. If you're getting it, you have to have it for every day that you're there, and it has to be for every person who's staying in your resort room. So there's no like, oh, we'll just get one of us can get it and we can share it, or we'll just have it for half the time. No, there's no way around that. So say if you're going for 10 days on the quick service dining plan, you're going to get 20 snacks, you're going to get 20 quick service credits. They will be shown on your account on the first day that you check in, and you just use them as and when. So you don't have to use two a day every day. Say you want to go for 8 snacks on the first day, then you can, and you can just keep tally on your My Disney Experience. It'll just keep you up to date with how many you've used. So it is good for doing that, and it's good for spending if you what kind of budgeting you're going to go, oh, well, how much money am I going to take? Okay, well, we've got the dining plan, so that kind of covers the food out. Don't forget, if you're on the regular dining plan, you're at a table service, you've still got to pay tip on top of that. So really, whether it comes down to whether it's worth the value for money, it depends how you use it. So for example, if in the morning you want to go for a Starbucks, there's two of you, you're going to get a flat white, so that's 2 credits. Well, maybe think about just getting one flat white and sharing it. Because obviously in the UK, a flat white just comes in one size. Not in America. You can get a bucket of flat white if you want. So instead of using 2 credits, just use 1 credit and share it for getting the same amount. It's really good at doing stuff like that. Bottles of water are obviously not worth it. You know, you're paying $3, $3.50 for a bottle of water. A lot of people say anything over $5 is a good use of a snack credit. Then again, when it comes to quick service credit, places like Be Our Guest, you can go for breakfast and use a quick service at Be Our Guest. So if you're paying out of pocket, you're talking $28 for your food. Then because you've got an alcoholic drink included as well as your tea and coffee. So that's another $10 for a mimosa. So that's $38 already just on one quick service. If you go into table service restaurants, if you say you're going to have a steak, you're going to have the most expensive items, or you're going to do character dining, for example, Tusker House, I think is about $55 just for that buffet. So I think the best way of doing this is if you eat a lot, and you've got a big appetite and you go for the expensive food, then do the calculations. Go onto the Disney website, have a look at the prices of the food on the menu, have a look at what you want to eat, have a look at where you want to eat, have a budget of how much you think it will cost. And then again, another thing that I don't like about it is the fact that if you are, and if you say it's a free dining plan, you're going for 14 days, you've got 14 table service credits to use. So every day you're making a reservation for a restaurant, and that's kind of then guiding you as to how you're going to spend your day. You kind of then start designing your day about where you're going to eat. And it is a lot of food on the dining plan. When I've done it before, I've had credits left over at the end. Episode 2, if you want to know how's the best to use those. So have a bit of a think. Am I really going to eat this food? Am I paying for it? And then I've paid for it so that I feel like I'm eating it. Will I really eat that amount of food? So there is the answer to the question, is the Disney dining plan worth it? The answer is, there isn't really an answer. I've also had another question about good places to eat if you are a vegetarian or vegan. Not going to answer that this week, because next week's podcast guest, Joe, massive Walt Disney World fan. She's been for years with her family. She loves her food. She's vegan. She's got some incredible recommendations on next week's podcast. So make sure you subscribe. If you've got any questions, or you're going to Walt Disney World over the next couple of weeks, then tag us in your pictures and get in touch. PodMagical@ Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's the place to go. You want to come on for a chat and share your memories like this week's guest? It's Pete. Tell us why you love Walt Disney World, Pete.
I know it's really cliche, but it makes you feel like a kid. And the best example of that is my other half, Mark. He's a banker. He's 29. And when we went to Disney for the first time, he was like, I don't think we need that long in Disney. And I was like, well, we've got so many parks here, we need time. And as soon as he walked down Main Street USA in the Magic Kingdom, like, you should have seen his face. He was 5 years old. And after we got back to the hotel, every single night he was like, so what are we going to do in Disney? Like, are we going to do this? And he was so like, oh, all I want to do is Universal.
Oh, right.
But he was a Disney convert as soon as we got back. So yeah, it just makes you feel like a kid. Like, you forget everything and it's just perfect. I love it.
Can you remember the first time you went?
Yes. I was 5 and it was in 1997, I think it was.
Okay.
And we went with family. It was so exciting and so big. And it was the, I think it was the 25th anniversary, and they made the castle into a cake. So you got like all the towers had candles on the top. And again, walking down and just seeing the castle as a birthday cake, I was a little bit disappointed because I was like, Mum, where's the castle? She's like, that's it.
That's it.
So they definitely made sure, like it was probably about 5 or 10 years later, we went back again and I actually saw the castle as it should be.
So it's interesting you say that you were five and you still have those memories, because yes, a lot of people have got little kids going, oh, well, yeah, Disney for a five-year-old is magical, but will they remember it?
The only thing with mine is, mine was a disappointing memory because of what the castle looked like. The only little thing I can sort of remember is just how big everything was. And my mum always reminds me of this and I can sort of remember it. And it was when we went to the Grand Floridian for the character breakfast.
Oh, posh hotel.
And my favourite character is Mary Poppins. Mm-hmm. I said to my mum, I was like, oh my gosh, it's definitely her. It's definitely her. She's like, why? I says, she's even stood like her. It's definitely her. And she even now reminds me like how excited I was seeing her in the flesh.
You say you've been back since, obviously. Have you got a favourite memory of all the times you've been?
It probably would be when we were at the Grand Floridian for our character breakfast. It was so beautiful. Like, that hotel is everything. Yeah, seeing her for the first time, Mary Poppins, I was like, oh. I can't describe it for anybody that's never been to Disney before. Like, you know, the first time you go, you get that magical feeling. And then every time you go afterwards, you get that same feeling. It's not like a normal holiday when you go back to the same place, you're like, oh, that's nice. Or, oh, this is lovely. When you go back to Disney, you just get that same feeling again. And
have you got one favourite like ride or attraction or show?
And it can be from whenever.
It can be from where? Extinct attraction? Yes. Something that's not there?
It is. So it's a parade. And okay, it was Share a Dream Come True parade, which was where they were all the characters were in snow globes. And I was obsessed as a kid with snow globes. I don't know how they did it, but they sort of pushed them out and they looked like they were all in glass orbs and all the glitter was going out inside and the music was amazing. Like, when I've seen parades in the past, nothing has ever, like, don't get me wrong, they're amazing, but nothing has ever lived up to that.
So when you go, where do you usually stay?
Usually, to be fair, like, we usually stay on International Drive. That's mainly because one time I went with my other half and he wanted to go to Universal, and then another time we went with my parents, and my dad always wants to go to Universal, so we usually pick International Drive because it's in the centre.
Yeah, it's a bit nearer to Universal.
It is.
But so also a lot cheaper than staying at Universal or Disney.
The last time we went, it cost us just under £1,000 for a week to stay on International Drive, and we stayed at the Avanti, which is very basic, but it's got everything you need. And the best thing about the hotel is that you could get the shuttle that takes you straight into Epcot and Disney, which of course when you're in Epcot you can get to all of the parks, so that was all included in the price of the hotel.
Right. Did you walk to Universal? Because I know you can from International Drive.
No, we got an Uber. I'm so lazy, but Ubers are so cheap out there. They're about $3, I think, it costs to get to Universal.
There's Uber and there's Lyft, which is the same as Uber.
No, I've not tried Lyft.
Have you not tried Lyft?
No.
There is also an app called AnyRide, which is only in America. So you need to be a member of Uber and Lyft, LYFT. And if you get the AnyRide app, it will then compare which of the two is cheapest.
That's so handy. That's because when we got back from I think it was the fireworks at Epcot, and of course, you know, the mad rush of everybody trying to get
their
coaches and their taxis. And we just looked on Uber and it was like $40 or something ridiculous. And we're like, oh God, okay, we'll just wait around a bit and just pick it up from somewhere random. And we did. It costs about $5.
Also, as well, food is a theme park, as Walt Disney Worlds did say. So did you have a favourite restaurant last time you went, or is there anything favourite you'd like to eat?
Yes. And we were so lucky because the Be Our Guest restaurant had just opened when I last went. And that is incredible. And I remember sat on my phone before, about 6 weeks before we could start doing reservations, because we just bought the tickets.
Right.
Every day I checked for a dinner reservation. Nope, nothing. Nothing for the Be Our Guest restaurant. And then we got lunch just by fluke. It was like 20 past 12 on a Wednesday. I was like, yes, got it. And that restaurant is incredible. Like, if you can get a reservation, get it, go. Like, it's just so beautiful.
It is the Beauty and the Beast restaurant. This is in Magic Kingdom, by the way.
Yeah, you are in the film. You're in the castle and they've got like this amazing portrait of the Beast on the wall. And it sort of flicks from when he was a prince to the Beast, and it's just, and they've got the rose in there, and the ballroom is actually where you sit down to eat. And if you look up at the sky, like, you can practically hear Mrs. Potts singing Night Taylor's Oldest Time. It's beautiful.
And you can see it's snowing as well. It snows through the window.
Does it?
Yeah, if you need to go back now.
I didn't see that.
And if you go at night, if you can get a dinner reservation, that's when you get to meet the Beast, because he walks through the restaurant and he does like a meet and greet.
You need to go back.
We'll get more with Pete in just a sec, including the time of year that you reckon is the quietest to go. First up, let's find out what's been going on in the parks this week. And in the news this week, there's a new happy hour coming down to Disney Springs. Not just a happy hour, it's a happy 3 hours. 3 till 6 every afternoon. They're calling this the Sangria Hour over at Haleo. A lot of people might call it Jaleo. 3 till 6 every afternoon. There's discount sangrias for $6 and some special tapas deals, $4, $5, and $6 a piece. Also, if you are going over to one of Mickey's not so scary Halloween parties, exciting additions and enhancements have been announced to Mickey's Boo to You Halloween Parade at Magic Kingdom Park. I can't believe we're only a few weeks away from the first Mickey's not so scary Halloween party. August the 16th is the first date, runs through to the 1st of November. Don't forget, that's a separately ticketed event. The park closes to regular guests. You've got to have a special ticket to get in, but as part of that, you get the new fireworks that were announced last week. There's also a new treat trail at Monsters Inc. Laugh Floor, and some new additions to the Mickey's Boo to You Halloween Parade. Now, they do the parade twice a night. A lot of people say go for the second one. It's always a little bit quieter. So there's going to be new costumes for Mickey and Minnie, got new Halloween costumes, and also some new characters to look forward to. Joining the Hitchhiking Ghosts includes a spectral bride. Also, the Tomorrowland float has got the Incredible and Edna Mode is going to be joining the parade, so no capes, darling. Also, Clarabelle Cow is going to be there doing some square dancing with her Frontierland friends. Some more Disney villains are going to be joining the party as well. If you've got your tickets, going to be a good one this year. A lot of new stuff, including like Space Mountain in the Dark, which they did for the first time last year. If you're going to one of the Halloween parties, one of the early ones, I'll actually be there on actual Halloween this year, which is exciting. Don't forget to tag us in your photographs, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pod Magical. Same place to go to keep up with the news from the parks as it happens. Pete is our guest this week, big Mary Poppins fan, as we found out earlier on. So when it comes to planning and strategies, what's your top tip?
Fast passes. Like, that's one thing that we make sure that is done down to a T. Like, we've got our fast passes for the rides, because there's nothing worse than waiting until like a day or two before and then going through and trying to get
all the rides.
No, you're not. You're going to get on the teacups. And
yeah, a month before
it.
You're not going to get anything.
No, that's very true. So yeah, as soon as that window opens, then get your fast passes in for sure.
And what about a Disney must do when you're there? God, my holiday is not complete unless I have...
I mean, a poncho. I feel if you don't come away with a Disney poncho, have you been to Disney?
Yeah, but they rip.
They really do. But I've probably got a collection of about 7, because I've still got my mum's and I've got my dad's. We've got one when it was the 25th. We've got like one with the giant yellow one. They went through a stage and everybody was just wearing these yellow ones. You never wear them again, but I feel if you don't come back with a Disney poncho.
Collection of ponchos. I like, because obviously if you go in summer, they have these massive thunderstorms in the afternoon. Outside of summer, it's not too bad. Beginning and the end of the year, it's not too bad. Mm. But when you do get a thunderstorm, suddenly every shop has got these racks and rails of poncho. Have they been waiting back?
Where do they find them? Like, you don't see them. Like you say, every time you go into the shops, they're just not there. And then all of a sudden they appear. No umbrellas, though.
No, they've got some new umbrellas in now with the Mickey Mouse ears on them.
Oh, gosh.
And Mickey Mouse hand as a handle. I have got my eye on them, yeah. But I suppose with umbrellas, you don't want people poking each other's eyes out when you're waiting to watch the parade.
Be sensible,
kids. Have you got any tips? Best tip?
So many people say, how do you do it on a budget? And I always say, choose when you're going to go. Make sure you're doing it sort of at a time that suits you. But so especially if you've got kids, you know, taking them out of school can be a problem. But like my top tip, if you're a crowds person and if you hate the crowds, is go first week in December. That seems to be the golden week. It's after Thanksgiving. It's before the Christmas craziness starts. And we were getting on rides with a 20-minute wait in the afternoon when the parks are at its busiest. And when we went to Animal Kingdom, like, we jumped on Expedition Everest, I think it was twice, because there was no queue. So just straight back on. Like, that's my top tip. Like, research the times that you want to go.
And it's Christmas.
Exactly.
And it's Christmas in all four parks this year. All four parks are doing something festive.
Really? Because when we went to Animal Kingdom, that was a little bit not so Christmassy.
Yeah, it's going to be there. Christmas is arriving at Animal Kingdom this year for the first time. So all four parks.
Oh my God, are they turning the tree into a Christmas tree?
Maybe they will.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
The big tree in the middle is just hang some fairy lights, a bit of tinsel on it.
That would look perfect.
Outside Disney, you say you've been with people who love Universal. Surely not more than Disney, but they're allowed to love Universal. Mm-hmm. Anything else you'd like to do outside Disney?
to be fair, like just experiencing International Drive, I think is part of the American experience. The restaurants that are just like, we went to a TGI Fridays, which very boring. I know we get those over here, but I just love soaking up sort of a little bit of the American atmosphere. So trying to get away from Disney in the sense that it's very diluted there in what you can get. But in, I think it's City Walk.
That's over at Universal.
I love going there for sort of a night out, like a few drinks, because how hard is it to find alcohol at Disney World?
Getting a lot more now. You need to go in the food and wine festivals on at Epcot, where everybody is drunk.
You can't seem to get a nice glass of wine in the Magic Kingdom for the life of you.
Yeah, it's very undercover.
Especially
at Magic Kingdom.
Exactly. So just as an evening, like that was always sort of a nice spot to go to on City Walk. And there's a karaoke bar there as well. But they have a full band that perform the songs for you. So you are literally on stage with a full band. You just go for it.
And Universal City Walk.
Yeah, wow. I can't remember the name of it now for the life of me. But yeah, check it out. It's incredible.
So have you got any more trips planned?
So not yet for Disney. We came back the end of last year from Disneyland Paris.
Yeah.
And they were doing a lot of work on studios over there.
They're having the whole Frozen Land over at Disneyland Paris.
Yeah.
And Star Wars is coming there eventually,
oh
and Marvel Land.
I don't know where they're going to put it, but I think like that park definitely needs it. Like when we were in studios, it was almost like you could tell it was lacking something. But I love the charm of Disneyland Paris, so that's why we went there. But we've made a pact that we want to do all five parks. So the next one I think we're going to try and do is Tokyo and Shanghai.
I've got to break this to you. There's six parks.
Oh,
start saving
really?
Up. Yeah, there's six.
Go on.
You've got Florida.
Yes.
You've got the original Disneyland in Anaheim in California.
Of course.
Disneyland Paris, as you've mentioned.
I'm forgetting the original.
Got Shanghai.
Yep.
Tokyo. And you've got Hong Kong.
Oh, my word.
So you have to start saving up a little bit more.
An extra trip that I wasn't planning on. There we go. They all seem to offer something different.
Yeah.
I literally sit and I'm obsessed with just watching ride videos on YouTube. And the special effects in Shanghai and Tokyo look next level. Like, I didn't think they could break what they have at Walt Disney World, but it looks insane. I'm really excited though. Like, the one thing that would sway me to go back to Disney World before that is they're bringing the Tron ride.
And 2021.
That... Oh, cannot wait. So yeah, that looks amazing.
Oh, wow. Until next time, thanks for chatting with Pete.
Thank you.
Disney times, and I've got to say this, as I say to everyone, have a magical day.
Thanks, Andy.
If you're heading over to Orlando in the next few days, the weather's pretty much like it's been here over the last, earlier on this week. Low 30s, going to be quite muggy, and then you get the thunderstorms in the afternoon. Over at the parks, the crowd levels, well, you'd expect them to be really high because UK schools are out, American schools are out. A lot of people who've been over there the last couple of weeks saying it's busy, but not as busy as it usually is for the end of July. So we'll just have to wait and see. Maybe people are waiting for Star Wars. Stuff going on in the parks. Limited time. You've got a Guardians of the Galaxy mixtape over at Epcot, which is on until the 18th of August. Animal Kingdom. I've got the Animal Academy experience for the animation. If you want to draw some famous Disney characters, that's happening at Rafiki's Planet Watch. Quick lessons on how to draw the animals, about 25, 30 minutes per lesson. Quite a few gigs around in Orlando over the next couple of weeks. This Saturday, 27th of July, Kylie Rae Jepsen is on at a House of Blues down at Disney Springs. Shawn Mendes plays at the arena, the Amway Arena in downtown Orlando on Tuesday. That's the 30th. Look out for him at Universal, maybe. He's a big Harry Potter fan. Then in a couple of weeks, they've got Jonas Brothers playing the big arena. That's the 9th of August. Over at SeaWorld, they've got their summer concert series on over the next few weekends, including Jefferson Starship. They're the only ones I've ever actually heard of. We built this city. 3rd and 4th of August, they will be there. Hard Rock Hotel down at Universal. Once a month, they've got these thing called Velvet Sessions, which are quite up-close personal gigs. And I think you get like drink, you get a cocktail, and you get some nibbles and stuff like that. They have got, on Friday the 2nd of August, Brett Michael calls from Poison, and I think that's like $65 a ticket if you're an adult looking to do something different one evening. Maybe you want to have a look at that. Andy's top tip of the week right now. Now, if you are going to Walt Disney World and you haven't been recently or you've never been before, it's pretty gonna drain your phone battery. Pretty much so. You're using My Disney Experience all the time to check on queue times, and then you're trying to get more fast passes, and then you're doing all your socials, you're uploading videos, you're taking photographs. Your phone battery is going to be drained. So you can take a rechargeable battery with you if you want. Or, recommendation, top tip of the week, fuel rods. Now, you can purchase these pretty much anywhere in Disney. The parks and the resorts all sell them. They're about $30. You get one, and then when you've used it, you just get another one for free. You just pop the little thing back in. You can either take it back to your hotel and recharge it if you want, or just keep getting a free one. And they are everywhere. $30, and you just keep swapping them. They do also have them at Universal, but Universal, I think once you've bought it, you have to pay, I think it's $3 at the minute to just get the refills. Or if you get the Fuel Rod app, I think that sometimes does come with free credits on it. So that's well worth checking out. If you're somebody who's going to be draining your battery the whole time, check out Fuel Rods for $30 and just keep replacing them. Any top tips, or if you want to come on the show, or you want to tag me in your photographs because you're on your way to Walt Disney World, we are at Pod Magical on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we are here every Friday with a brand new episode. So make sure you have subscribed on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.